This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're with the Morning Run, Julian Lin and Sharitz here with you. The Economist Intelligence Unit released its survey results on worldwide cost of living, comparing more than 400 individual prices across 160 products and services in cities around the world, including Malaysia. And broadly speaking, the global cost of living fell to 69% from 73% last year. The most expensive cities were Singapore, Hong Kong and Paris.
Yeah, so Singapore maintained its spot in first place from last year. Other Asian cities in the top 10 were Osaka in Japan and Seoul, South Korea. Asian cities also tended to be the most expensive for general grocery shopping, whereas European cities had the highest prices in household, personal care and entertainment.
So the cheapest... The cheapest city were Caracas, Venezuela and Damascus, Syria. Now, this survey does not reflect how easy or difficult it is to live in a particular city, but the results are not controlled by wage levels, and Damascus is cheap, but Syria is a war-torn country. Looking at Malaysia, Malaysia stood at number 88, and we were amongst 10 countries which have moved up the most last year.
We moved up about 10 ranks. And for more details on the report, joining us on the line is Simon Baptist, Global Chief Economist at the Economist Intelligence Unit. Thanks for joining us, Simon. Malaysia was among the countries that most moved up the most in terms of cost of living. Do you expect there would be significant changes next year for Malaysia?
We ranked Kuala Lumpur 88th out of the 133 international business cities that are in the rankings, at a similar price level to Bandar Seri Begawan, Toronto or Bogota. Kuala Lumpur actually is relatively cheap for its level of GDP per capita, but you're right, it has been one of the cities that has moved up the rankings a lot over the last year. Interestingly, though, when you have a look at why Kuala Lumpur has moved up, it's not so much that prices in Kuala Lumpur have risen particularly high. It's more that other cities have had big declines in prices, particularly cities in Brazil and Russia, which have both been suffering sort of economic crisis over the last 12 months, and their currencies have both collapsed, which have meant prices have gone down quite a lot in both countries. So it's just because Malaysia has avoided that economic crisis and growth has been a bit stronger, it's meant that while other cities have fallen backwards and Malaysia has stayed the same, its ranking has increased.
Simon, can you talk to us a little bit about the weights? What are the factors that would influence the rankings the most?
So we track about 160 different products, and the survey is not aiming to capture the living standard of, or rather cost of living of an average person in the city, but it's trying to capture the types of goods and services that a business person would be buying or that an expat would be buying. So we're looking at the same sorts of goods and services across all the cities that we have a look at. When we have a look at the data for Kuala Lumpur, it's pretty cheap in a lot of categories. It's one of the cheaper cities for utility bills, so for example, like electricity. It's cheap for household products. It's cheap for transport, so owning a car or using a taxi. It's also cheap for recreation, for example, playing sports. The one category where Kuala Lumpur does rank amongst the more expensive is for alcohol.
So, Simon, some of the countries in your survey may have had basic items which are heavily subsidized by the government. So, do subsidies influence the rankings of the survey?
Subsidies do have an impact. So, for example, we do have one of the items that we track is the cost of a liter of fuel or the cost of a loaf of bread. And so, if countries do subsidize bread or fuel or other products like, say, electricity bills, and yeah, that will have an impact. On the other hand, also things like alcohol and cigarettes, which are often taxed heavily by governments, and of course in Malaysia the tax on alcohol is relatively high, they push the cost of living up. So yeah, the government policies do have an impact on prices.
Thank you so much for your time. And that was Simon Baptist of the Economist Intelligence Unit, the research arm of The Edge. KL moving up 10 ranks. What do you guys feel about this?
Not so much because of our cost of living has gone higher, really. I mean, based on his explanation, apparently it's because of some of the economic crisis that's happening around the world is pushing their cost of living down. For an example, crisis in Venezuela and also in, you know, yeah, several other countries, I think he did mention. So, because if we look at our inflation rate, I mean, it has been low. I mean, it was reported 1% last year. So,
yeah, I think he also, it was interesting also, he highlighted that KL is still relatively cheap for our level of GDP per capita. Is this something that we're seeing here, I wonder? Because we're still seeing the cost of living rise, and we're still, this is still a conversation that's very much at the forefront of our politics at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's very much tied to the degree of income that we're making compared to the cost of living as well. I think I see the government coming up with all sorts of policy and reports to do with, you know, the EPF Belanja one, mm-hmm. as well as home ownership campaign and things like that. I think that this will continue to play out for a while, and you know, on the back of deflation as well, which the government say is not worrying at this point in time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.